Blog Talk Radio.
Ready on the beat, baby.
Yeah. It's your host, Dirty Solo. We got an ill interview tonight. This is Shut 'Em Down Radio with Sapphire Steamy, hailing from Canada. Let's get it shaking. You know the number, 515-605-9845 is the number to dial. Shout out to everybody. Send that music to shutemdownzero@gmail.com. And don't send that kiwi juice. Send that heat. You know what I mean? So we going in tonight. Definitely. Real talk. Matter of fact, let's get into the track by Sapphire Steamy. Let's get it. Let's get into this track. This is called Earth Guy. Let's get it.
Look in the mirror and find God. For God to love the world, she gave you Sapphire Steamy, prodigal daughter, sixth queen, sixth goddess, earth god.
Ego tibi diva libidinem domina.
They try to paint me with Lucifer's picture, but I swear I see God in the mirror. Step on my holy ground, I will make you a believer. Plus I'm an angry God, be sure to please her. Nipple clamps and breast rings, I swear this temple is the best thing. Keep you up for three whole days, no resting. Yeah. Buffet style, put an end to fasting. Come close and watch the ocean part. I won't break it, I'm here to catch your heart. No, you see the light way close to the arch. I can lead the way if you need me to start. I'm the earth god. No white cloak or wings. Made in this image, such a beautiful being. Being as divine as the tats on my skin. As this flower bloom, taste the nectar within. Blessed is the God that I see in the mirror. Greatest on the land, ain't seen no one fairer. Double take, I am looking at a pharaoh. Earth God, I ain't never seen clearer. In my higher self, don't mind if I shapeshift. Drink so much gold that I manifested. These triple D's keep me double breasted, and I'm sanctified though I'm tried and tested. Spirited of the Delion bliss, change your whole life with just one kiss. Loyal to the tomb, so don't you diss. Go tell it on the mountains, they can't resist. I'm the altar of abundance, the story of pain. Soaked in the sun, dry in the rain. Female Christ, chastise and blame. Work miracles, so they try to tarnish my name. Sleep is for the dead, so I'm never rested. Spread love, more breath, hex their death wish. Everywhere I go, they say I'm the bestest. Six queen from Toronto, they better respect it. Blessed is the God that I see in the mirror. Greatest on the land, ain't seen no one fairer. Double take, I am looking at a pharaoh. Earth God, I ain't never seen clearer. Blessed is the God that I see in the mirror. Greatest on the land, ain't seen no one fairer. Double take, I am looking at a pharaoh. Earth God, I ain't never seen clearer. Blessed is the God that I see in the mirror. Blessed is the God that I see in the mirror. Earth God. God, they ain't never seen clearer.
Yeah. Let's get into this interview. We got a caller. Caller, you online. Sapphire?
I'm here. Good day, Dirty Solo. How you doing, King?
I'm fine. And yourself? How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Happy Friday. And happy Friday to everybody listening.
Definitely, definitely. Now, Sapphire, you hailing from Canada. So where did you get your start in hip-hop?
Basically, I started working out here in Toronto. I was actually in a totally different, I was a social worker. I was a welfare worker with the city. And
really?
I got in a car accident. And I wasn't able to sit all day at work. So I had some time off. And I just started listening to music, and just the first time I wrote three songs in one night after listening to, I listened to Young Money, I was listening to Drake, Lil Wayne, and Vybz Kartel for like 2 days. And then I wrote my first three songs.
Oh, that's what's up. Definitely.
Yep.
So that's how you got introduced to the music?
Yeah, well, before that, I was doing a little bit of like promo. I would go to Jamaica, mess around with the reggae scene, host little shows down there, do parties. I did some stuff in Connecticut, in New York, just in the dance hall scene. But once I started to do music, I found hip hop was in me more than dance hall, but I do dance hall also. So I'm very diverse in that area, so to speak.
Now, I see you did a lot of projects, you know what I'm saying? So you got a little, you know, got a sense of history when it comes to hip-hop. So currently, I know you write, you're independent. Who have you worked with as far as, you know, collabos and artists?
To be honest, I have not worked with a lot of artists. I worked with some local artists out here in Toronto.
Okay.
And I found that me doing local collabs, I was actually pushing the music and no one would be pushing it. So I have songs where I got like 5,000 downloads and it's a collab, but the other party didn't push it. So I felt like I see the value in myself. I see the value in my music and I could just do my solo projects. So I just started writing by myself. At this point, I have not done any big collabs, but hey, I'm looking forward to it in the future. Collabs so far were with producers. So myself and DJ Rad. DJ Rad found me like when I just started. He was out here in Toronto. And
yeah, that's my brother right there.
Exactly, and he's the one that put me on to you. So ever since we met, we just kind of had this chemistry where it was just all about hip-hop. We would get excited when we see each other because we would talk about hip-hop. He would let me know who he worked with, tell me stories, and just he kept me excited about getting into the field that I was in. And it was very good working with men like him. As a female artist, as you know, in the industry there, it's very hard to navigate and find positive male who would push you rather than, you know, try to lay on top of you. So DJ Rad was definitely one of those pillars for me that always strengthened me, always helped me, always mentored me, check up on me, you know, make sure I'm good, stuff like that. So it's nothing but love from day one and respect.
Right, definitely. Definitely shout out to DJ Rad. He got that production. Now, I see you got a lot of mixtapes. Earth God, The Queendom, Her Majesty, I Am Bilquis. Hopefully I said
Her
that
Majesty,
right.
I Am Bilquis. That was my last EP. Earth God was my album, my first album that I did. The Queendom was my first EP that I did, and Six Queen was a mixtape that I dropped. I dropped those four projects within a 19-month span.
Right. You was working overtime then, putting out consecutive projects.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
and I'm sitting on about over like 500 songs right now in the time that I didn't release. So I'm about to like put my trigger finger on the music industry and just start letting off.
Exactly. Now I got my co-host online. Yo, Rick, you online?
Yes, yes. Six Trumpet here. What's going on?
I'm good. How you doing, Rick? Happy Friday, King.
Happy Friday. Respect. So I got a question for you. You're born in the West Indies.
Yes.
And how does that, has that affected your music choices and how you're producing now?
I think I just be myself. I work based off the influences that I know. And I had a lot of people, just being a female in Toronto, first of all, who saw myself as the queen. I had a lot of people come at me. And so I found that I was able to tap into my spiritual side, my African spirituality. And I think being West Indian helped me a lot with that. So, and again,
just me traveling to Jamaica, traveling to Grenada, Trinidad, Barbados. Mm-hmm. I've been to a few countries in the West Indies, or islands in the West Indies, and it's just always been positivity, positive people. And then I come back feeling like, you know, I want to take over the world.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Now,
so do you have...
Now, since,
oh, go ahead.
Yeah, now,
I'm
since
sorry?
You said that, no, since you said that, right, you know, a lot of people migrate to, you know, Canada, especially the West Indies. Do you come from the West Indies?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Right. So I see why you incorporate the music. Now, with this six thing, right, for people that don't know about Canada, what does that mean, you know, for a six?
Well, Drake called,
what is it?
Drake renamed the city before Drake. It was Toronto or T-Dot. That's what everybody
okay.
called it. And then Drake came out with the whole six. And we know that he's one of the biggest influence in hip-hop from Toronto.
Right.
So just out of respect for his work and what he's done, we just kept it going as the six. So being from
okay.
here and being the queen might as well be the sixth queen, right? So
right.
I've been known to go to shows and do things that's never been done. I shut down shows. I had a stripper with me one time, and she did fireworks out of her vagina on stage. So I've done a lot of things that other females may have thought of themselves like, oh, I'm not going to do that. But I've been fearless and just ready to do anything.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, in this sport, it's so competitive, you know. But, yeah, great. Chime in, man.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt, indeed. So I'm curious because there's obviously some questions that are, like, standard that people want to know. So list a few successes that you had and maybe list a couple struggles that you dealt with. And we're talking, like, as a music artist, and this could be music-oriented. It could be something that maybe you're dealing with internally in regards to the music or the path, because I'm sure that you faced a few obstacles along the way, and obviously there's going to be more. But, you know, what sticks out? Give me some of your successes, and then give me one thing that maybe you didn't do so well at, or you knew that it was a trial phase for you and you were going to do something different after learning from that.
Okay, so the successes, I basically went to competition and contest in Toronto and
mm-hmm.
have won or been the runner-up in at least the finals. There was a international contest, I think it was Asian-based, out of Hong Kong. It may have been out of Taiwan. And I was
mm-hmm.
the only female in the top six finalists. I did not win, but, you know, that was pretty gratifying for me starting off. And I've been able and been lucky enough to travel to Urban Digital LA. I met with Arthur Mitchell, who basically coordinates that, and he introduced me to a lot of good people out in LA. I was then able to go out to Revolt Music Conference, met with P. Diddy
mm-hmm.
And his team, and just a lot of positive people in the industry who encouraged me and who kept watching me, even up to this day. I went back to Miami, and I shot a video from the same hotel that he kept the Revolt Music Conference in 2017.
Wow.
So I was able to do things like that and stand out. However, back in the city, when I come back home, there were people who were, I guess, upset about me being able to provide those opportunities to myself. Now, I'm self-made, which means I never got any handout. Everything I just told you about, I paid for it all out of
mm-hmm.
pocket. I've never had a loan. I've never had anybody give me anything or say, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So just coming back, the video that I did for DJ Rad's song, I actually shot it in Los Angeles when I went out to Urban Digital with Arthur Mitchell in 2017. And
mm-hmm.
there were a group of females who approached me back in December 2015 One of the females, she leads a female cypher in Toronto, and she wanted me to be a part of it. So I thought about it, and I said, okay, you know, let me just collab with females, because I don't want to make it seem like I'm all about myself. But that could have been one of the worst mistakes I made for myself, because there were people, including the person orchestrating the whole thing, who basically what they wanted to do was get close to a person like myself. So they started asking me personal questions. They would record me. I'm bisexual, and I'm very open about it. I'm very open about who I am, very unapologetic. And so this was a female who was more lesbian. And there was one day where she was like, it's because of girls like you why these girls are going wild and whatever. And I was like, what? So she was blaming me for a lot of things that other women did. And it's like, you know what? It's a free world. Every woman is not just going to be exclusively for women or exclusively for men. Some of us just like to have fun. Like, if I have a man, I'm going to bring a chick home sometimes. You know what I mean? And and I just found myself in this whole thing where there were a bunch of females who then started coming around as if they were friendly, but it was for bad intentions. And they tried at first. They were telling people that I'm a prostitute, don't work with me. When that didn't work, it was that, I'm a gangster, don't book me, I'm going to shoot up the place. And it's just been a lot of stalking online. They would message people even to today to tell people not to work with me for various reasons that they make up in their head. So there's a lot of people dealing with mental health issue in the music industry who, instead of trying to build themselves, they try to find someone and break them down. So I've been that person that stood out to where people want to break me down. But through that, I found my strength. That's where Earth God came in. If you hear the introduction to it, it says they try to paint me as Lucifer's picture, but I swear I see God in the mirror. You know what I'm saying? So I found something in myself that no one can take away.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And like, I think some artists, the newer artists, are still learning the professionalism behind what you're doing. Like, it's your craft. It's a work of art. You know, you yourself are a piece of art, you know what I'm saying, that you're actually just sharing with everybody else. But like you said, they're making things up about, you know, don't book you because you'll shoot up the place. So, you know, so there's all these lies and things that are going on. But I can tell just by the way you're talking is that you're keeping it professional. So, you know, you probably have a performance resume or a professional resume of some sort that you can still pull out when necessary. And I think that professionalism is what's going to help you, you know, be projected far into the future. And I can tell by the way you speak and how you carry your emotion that you're a good person, you know, and that's why I appreciate this interview even more now. So let's talk about growth and talk about goals. You know, what do you want to do? You know, what are you doing to continue to grow in the music in general?
So one of the biggest things that I was able to do for myself was to connect with other companies. There's this company called Making It Mag. They're based in Atlanta. And they work with indie artists, and they provide opportunities, including paid flight and hotel, plus performance slots to perform. They even provide opportunities to open for bigger artists. So last year, I had a lot of fight, not just from the industry, but in my own personal life. I have some units that I rent. I'm a landlord, and I happened to rent to a Caucasian man who was also racist and a criminal. He was breaking into my home and just doing a lot of things. Since June 2019, he did not pay rent. And June this year, 2020, I decided just to lock my door one day when he was out. So I still have that going on in the court. Of course, the police did not help me because I'm a melanin person calling the police when a white man was doing crime to me. So they started saying that I was having illusions. The police told me I should go and get some medication to help me sleep. And
wow.
It's that kind of stuff. So I have some lawsuits going on, but that was a very tough time for me because a lot of what I did, I was able to do because I rent the property. And so with not being able to collect my rent for that property or rent the other unit that I have because of, the criminal behavior of this man, I had a really tough year this last year. And that's part of why I did not release any music also. But I was able to hook up with Making It Mag. They provided me with an opportunity back in October last year where they gave me free flight and hotel to perform for Exposure Open Mic in Atlanta. And that was also A3C weekend. They booked me at a hotel that was literally 1 minute across the street from the location of the A3C. So I was able to, and I do my altar and I do my thanks and praises to the African gods. So the first thing I did when I wanted to get a bottle of Ciroc so I can put on my altar because I offer spirits. Right to the spirit. And on my walk, I found the A3C building. So then I did my prayer and give thanks for just being there and the opportunity. And I walked over to A3C, and I kid you not, with the financial issues I was having, I wanted to get in VIP and I couldn't. And just a young lady there, she had a volunteer shirt on, and she came up and she talked to me at the door, and I was telling her, I want to go in there, but I don't know how. She's like, hey, you know how I got there? You just go on the website and you volunteer. And I kid you not, within 5 minutes, I did that on the website, went in, got in the place. I was able to walk in there, get into Toyota. Toyota put three of my songs on their playlist. I got to introduce myself to Google, who did like a whole photo shoot with me. I met with T.I. and Charlamagne, who I handed my music to. And I mean, it was just a blessing. And I don't think that people understand the power of prayer and the power of believing in yourself and the Most High. And I kid you not, in the last year, everything that I did, I was carried by God. And I believe that Making It Mag is one of the best things that ever happened to me because they provided me with that opportunity, and I was able to magnify that opportunity into something else.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, that's a tripped out story. I didn't know that you could volunteer. I have to try that one day, just, trying to get into a spot that I know that would be beneficial for me. I guess there's always a way if you're, motivated and driven. You can always find a way is what they say. So
you can always find
now
a way where there's a will.
Oh, yeah. Yes, indeed. So on your site, I noticed on your site you had there's a quote. This quote is not something that I have not heard before, but it says, "The pen is mightier than the sword." So your own interpretation, tell us what that means for you.
Again, a lot of what I'm going through in fighting with people. I don't physically fight with people. I learned that I can use lawsuits. I can, and benefit more. I learned that I can take action in a cease and desist letter or just things that I can do without having to physically use force against people or spread hate and just steady focus on my tunnel vision aim, like what it is I want in life. But still be able to brush things off by using, the pen. So it's definitely been something that I live by because I've had to battle with demons, but, have that battle in a legal way because I understand also, I don't know if you know, but if I get a criminal record out here in Canada, I cannot cross the border to come do music.
So
that's been one of the biggest deterrent for me where it's like, okay, I can't get myself in trouble because I don't have anyone backing me. I'm the only one backing myself. So if I screw up, I screw up everything.
Yep. That's huge. I didn't know that. Learn something.
Even if you have, I believe if you have felonies in the U.S. too, and certain things on your record, they won't let you cross the border across here. Now, sometimes they fly, you may get under the radar, but trying to drive across is a definite no-no.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely a no-no. Yeah. So where's your favorite place to write?
Honestly, I just wrote something on my bed today. My favorite place to get motivated, I'm an earth sign. I'm a Capricorn. So I started learning about the elements. I know that if I want to write something and I'm stuck, all I need to do is go into water. So even if I'm just washing the dishes or taking a shower or sitting next to water flowing, then I get motivation. If I burn incense and I use the air, that also helps me. So just learning my element and how to work with other elements to channel what it is I want. And that's also part of the African spirituality and just searching within myself.
So when you, what's your process like? You know, you get a vibe, you're writing music, then what's next? Do you do any production at home? You go to a studio, you call a producer and like, hey, I got this idea. Like, how do you, what's your typical flow?
So I don't know if I just said that, but I have over 500 songs written. And it's just every day I write something. Some days I'm able to write maybe 4 bars. Other days I'm able to write 4 songs, you know? So it depends on the day. It depends on what's happening in the day. If I'm busy, if I have time, you know, to do more, and if I'm able to just meditate within myself. I'm very diverse, so I speak on everything, everything to do with life. And just what I know. I never try to write about what I don't know or other people's experiences or, you know, I'm not one of those people to be writing a song about lean and you know, and clothes, and that's just not me.
Yeah. Yeah, so I know a lot of MCs that will write to music and some that prefer to write without music. So which one are you?
I do both. So today, what I wrote, to, you know, Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls, that old TLC song.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote something to that beat today. So sometimes it'll be like an old beat that inspires me. Sometimes it's something new. Sometimes it's just me just catching a vibe, or I just came out of the shower and in the shower, like, stuff just started pumping. So I got to write it before I even get dressed. And sometimes I started doing elixirs. Ever since I met Puffy, first of all, and I did Revolt with him, Puffy had us drinking Ciroc for like 5 days for free. So since then, when I came back, I started drinking Ciroc and just, I find that I also drink liquid gold, liquid silver, like I drink the collodials, right? So I started mixing the liquid gold with the Ciroc and doing elixirs. Then I started mixing it with cannabis. Like I'll boil the cannabis root and throw in there. So my process is really different. And I get really levitated, so to speak. Sometimes I have lucid dreams. I had a lucid dream where I had this alien talking to me in my sleep and gave me this this USB that was a clone of myself and said, take this home. And I woke up and I'm like, shit, I didn't take it home. So I spent 2 days to figure out how do I get this thing to be on this planet. And so I became the first artist in the world to clone myself on a USB and sell my music that way.
Wow. Yeah, I saw that. So 2019, you put out a USB drive that was in your shape. So how did that fly? Like, is that something you would do again? Or was it a lot of work with little reward? How do you feel about that?
So currently I'm working on a patent for that because, like I said, I'm the first one in the world to do it. And I'm definitely going to keep doing whatever it is that makes me stand out and makes me be myself. I'm not looking to jump on anyone else's ways. I'm looking to create my own ways. right? So it might cost some money at first. It might be a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, you know what I mean? But I keep going.
Yeah, I got you. All right, so we're going to take a moment to get into another track, and then right after this, we'll return a few more questions and a little bit more insight to Sapphire Steamy, so stay tuned.
All right, let's get into this track right here. This is Sapphire Steamy, Her Majesty. Let's go.
See, the thing about being a queen is it's not about wearing crowns and makeup, doing your nails and designer clothes. You got to be able to fight, free the people, for the people, by the people, with the people. And I am Belkis. Belkis Europa, Sapphire Steamy L. Williams. And led the way for this. We came this far to inject ass and suck on dicks. Was it hoes and cars that made Martin Luther dream? Or some coked out version of a king or queen? The good girl ain't the one nobody wanna be. Is that the kind of world you really want your daughter to see? Melanin women got no voice cause we dumbed down. Melanin men kill each other, put the gun down. Everybody stay woke, nobody doing shit about it. You in the matrix, find a way to get up out of it. You know too much, they incarcerate you. Who needs sex when the government will rape you? Daddy said cut the head off snakes and drink the venom. Can't handle the truth, but I'ma still tell him. Jealousy and hypocrisy is praise. And being loyal turned nothing but a pretty little phrase.
Her Majesty, I am Belkis. Fight for freedom, I came for this. We are no fun down Babylon. We're not free, talk the truth, I them say sick. We miss being Her Majesty, I am Belkis. Fight for freedom, I came for this. We are no fun down.
Enslaved in their mind, backstabbing each other and calling it the grind. Sweating on my people to want to do better. So I cut my own path with Ogun and Alegua. Our whole generation will be lost. If these celebrities and role models are just thoughts, the fight for freedom ain't easy, so we avoid it. But I am Mother Earth, so I will peril in toilets. Everybody knows that crime pays. But when you gotta pay it back in time, it costs years. Oprah Winfrey is the richest woman and never twerked. What's wrong with pulling up our sleeves to put in work? Melanin is sold on the stock market by the gram. Marijuana capitalized as the government's plan. My people play like we're too lost to unite. If we refuse to come together, we already lost the fight.
Her Majesty, I am Belkis. Fight for freedom, I came for this. We are no fun down Babylon. We're not free, talk the truth, I them say sick. We miss being. Freedom, I came for this. We are no fun down Babylon. We're not free, talk the truth, and them say sick. We miss being.
Nipsey Hussle got killed. Feel like I wanna cry. Why everybody trying to save the culture? Gotta die, what is the state of the culture? That's Remy, Joe, and Refo. They said the self-hate gets too old. The number one killer of black people is black. And black is only a code, as a matter of fact. Rich kids frontin' like they know the life. Everybody that's broke trying to live up to the hype. Women empowerment can't exist if our females just want to be a hoe or a bitch. We tend to find our differences instead of common ground. I hope it's not too late when we decide to come around. Everybody trying to outsmart the other, but I am Elohim, the keeper of my brother. Thoughts on the gram with designer they return, and everybody want a big payout they did not earn.
Her Majesty, I am Belkis. Fight for freedom, I came for this. We are no fun down Babylon. We're not free, talk the truth, and them say sick. We miss being Her Majesty, I am Belkis. Fight for freedom, I came for this. We are no fun down Babylon. We're not free, talk the truth, and them say sick. We miss being.
We back live. Shut them down radio.
Yeah, we here. Sapphire, you online?
I'm here. I'm here, King.
So, you know, we never really talked about really your influences. I know we talked about Drake and the Canada scene, but I'm curious because you're in hip hop, you're in, you know, hip-hop, rap music, the whole scene, of that nature, what other types of music are you listening to periodically? Like, maybe give me a couple of artists that you grew up listening to, that you still listen to, or maybe recently discovered. What's in your Spotify playlist?
I listen to a lot of old school music. I listen to different genres of music. I listen to artists like Chaka Khan, Jada Kiss, basically the whole of Bad Boy. When coming off stage a few times, initially when I was performing in Toronto, people started comparing me to Little Kim a lot.
Oh,
and one day I was like, this is not Little Kim, this is Sapphire Steamy. And that was one of the biggest mistakes I could make, because the next time I went in the studio, I heard myself sounding like her. I was like, damn, what did I do? Because I know one of my biggest influences is Little Kim. I've learned a lot from just watching her on stage and just listening to her lyrics. And I still do listen to her like at least once a week. People like Missy, Remy Ma, Papoose, Fat Joe. I listen to Snoop Dogg, a lot of Snoop Dogg. Tupac, DMX is one of my biggest artists also. Like I said, Vybz Kartel. I do the reggae dance hall thing too, right? I love Sizzla Kalonji. I've been listening to Sizzla Kalonji ever since I was young. People like Beanie Man and Bounty, Lady Saw. Like, I remember growing up and being young and Lady Saw being on stage, and I would sneak out, you know, to look at her performance and whatever. So it's definitely been a lot of different influences. I have I listen to alternative music. I used to listen to Smashing Pumpkins, Aerosmith. Alanis Morissette is a Canadian artist and one of my favorite artists. She has a song called Ironic. Isn't it ironic? So that's one of my, just her pen, the way she wrote, you know, and the messages in her song. So I'm pretty much diverse and very open to different music, different genres. Tina Turner, just her whole story and everything about her. TLC, like I was telling you, I was today, you know. So I'm very open to music. I started listening to a lot of DaBaby lately, a lot of Dave East, you know. So there's definitely some new artists. I love Meg Thee Stallion. I think she's bad.
Yes,
and,
she is.
You know, there's just some artists, some new artists that I just vibe with, and I'm influenced by them even. And, you know, there's certain things that I like about their music, and I pull it back and I enjoy it. So definitely almost every artist out there. I could say I'm one of those people that I'll see a homeless person and I'll sit with them and listen to their story, you know? So I'm influenced by any and everybody I meet.
Yeah, nice. Appreciate that as well. I mean, it's easy to be influenced by some of these artists. I mean, they're just so good at what they do, and they help pave the way for, you know, this generation and what you're doing as well. So even Little Kim, I mean, I know that's weird getting the reference a lot to the point where you can't take it anymore, but it's you're right. You know, I mean, she was like a pioneer, especially on the East Coast, where she is someone that a lot of female MCs will look up to, and even male MCs will look up to her to some degree because she was a pioneer. So I can understand, you know, you listening to her and maybe even starting to pick up some of her, you know, verbal skill sets, because that's just going to happen, you know, but you're still unique enough to be Sapphire Steamy, obviously, and people know that. So that's good. Let's find out, do you have any shout outs you want to give to people that you work with or even family members? Let's take a moment to do that, like right now.
Big, big, big shout out to DJ Rad, who made this possible. DJ Merciless, I record with him out here in Toronto. He's worked with, I believe, Styles P, and he's one of the members of Wu-Tang's Moon Crickets.
with Killa Priest and Lord Fury. So Lord Fury is also one of my mentors. Like growing up, he was like a bigger man to me, and he was always somebody where, you know, when he sees me, he'll pull me aside and start asking questions to kind of see where my head's at and just put me along a right path and just be motivational in the way he spoke and just motivated me. So definitely shout out to those people. Shout out to Making It Mag. Shout out to Arthur Mitchell from Urban Digital LA. Shout out Dirty Sallow. Thank you for having me. And Rick yourself. And just everyone and anyone who's worked with me, who showed me love, who embraces my work, shout out to you. And thank you for giving me the chance to entertain you.
Nice. Salo.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm listening to the interview. It was great. Now, could we have a drop, Sapphire, for Shut 'Em Down Radio?
Definitely, definitely. Do you want something, I could go to the studio and do it, or did you just want like a voice note? Because I like to do things professional.
Okay, well, you could do one here, and then you could send us one, you know, from the studio. That'd be cool.
Okay, okay, so you want me to do a little something right now?
Yeah.
Okay, this is Sapphire Steamy, the sixth queen from Toronto, and I'm representing for Dirty Sallow and the Shut 'Em Down Radio team. They shut them down everywhere, from uptown to downtown and all around. Big up your diablo.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. And anytime you got a project, you're always welcome to come to Shut 'Em Down Radio. We here.
1,000,000 thanks again, King. Peace, love, and respect
you already
to you
know.
Always.
That's what I'm talking about. Now let's get into your last track right here. This is Sapphire Steamy, and this is called Wet. Let's get it.
Hey, yo. It never rains. Lord, it wet, door. Yeah. potion. You my only devotion. Come make me give you the potion. How you make the thing win? It never rain again. Better have your things set.
Wet.
Yeah, and that concludes the interview. Check Sapphire, see me on all social media. And we out of here, man. Shut them down radio. Peace.